Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast. Right here on PHNX. My name, of course, is the mayor of PHNX, occasionally known as Derek Montilla. I don't even know my own name. This guy I know very well. I read all of his writing. It's the vice mayor, the one and only Thunderstick, Jesse Friedman.
So, Derek, you bake good cookies, huh? That's what I read on Twitter today. I haven't gotten to experience these cookies firsthand just yet, so I'm a little bit offended by that, but there's still plenty of time.
Don't want people knowing that. That's not information I want out there. You know, you start letting people know that you bake good cookies, then they're just like expecting it all the time, right? It's crazy. I can't. My secret, Jesse, is to follow the recipe. That's a secret. Anyway, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our code of PHNX. As a new customer, you'll get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Of course, the DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. And Jesse, sad night for the Diamondbacks, kind of came down to earth after having a pretty successful series against the Colorado Rockies in San Francisco against the Giants with Madison Bumgarner on the mound. I don't want to dive right into the negatives, though, right? Yeah, yes, they lost. Yes, the offense disappeared. But of course, as many people that have been listening to the show knows, we're in the process of rebranding it to the PHNX Manuel Rivera podcast. And he continued his hit streak last night, extending it to 8 games. So this still just continues to be a really fun story for this team. And he continues to contribute, even if it was just one hit. It's nice to see him continue to be one of the few offensive weapons this team had last night.
Yeah, I think it's sort of funny that Torey Lovello has like instantly jumped in to batting Emmanuel Rivera second in the lineup. He has like a week or two of good games. And now, I mean, I would have understood from the beginning Rivera starting against lefties because like his numbers, even with Kansas City back up, that he really destroys left-handed pitching. But no, like yesterday it was Alex Cobb on the mound who is right-handed. And Manuel Rivera is in there against a righty yet again, which we've started to see with some regularity. Also been interesting, Alec Thomas has sort of fallen in the lineup a little bit. It seems like even against righties, we're starting to see him bat seventh now. So there, that's sort of the other side of having Emmanuel Rivera hit second is that Alec Thomas has been bumped down in the lineup, which is probably understandable. I mean, Thomas has an OPS of 681 at this point. The last few weeks for him have been a little bit rough offensively, but he's still young. I don't think there's any major concerns there, but, yes, as far as the Emmanuel Rivera narrative goes, things are alive and well on that front for this team.
And we continue to stand him, but we also continue to stand Christian Walker, who hit a massive home run for the Diamondbacks only run yesterday, a solo shot, 461 feet, Jesse. I won't even run 461 feet.
Like you can run 461 feet. That's not that far.
I didn't say I can't. I said I won't. I said I won't.
But 461 feet is... So 5,280 feet in a mile. So 461 feet is less than a tenth of a mile. You could run a tenth of a mile there.
Again, this isn't a question of my physical capability. This is if I want to do that. But and I don't. I don't want to do that. It's his 28th home run of the year. Leads the National League with 22 RBI since the All-Star break. Fourth in National League now in solo home runs with his 17th home run. 17 out of 28 are solo shots. So that's still going on. But
that is still going on. Yeah. And I mean, it's honestly like sort of crazy that I mean, it was a solo, obviously. Well, yeah, it was a solo shot, like you're saying. So he went from 67 RBIs to now 68 RBIs. So 28 home runs and 68 RBIs. You can kind of just feel with those numbers, like that's a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
For like 68 is a good number of RBIs, but you can tell there's a lot of solo shots in there.
28 home runs worth of RBI, that's for sure. But
right.
Let's give my man some more credit because he needs everybody to send him their finest bourbons, meats, and cheeses. But his three home runs this season, Jesse, of 460 plus feet are the most in Major League Baseball. Of he has three of 460 feet. There's a lot of guys with one, a couple of guys with two, but not many with three. Just our man Christian Walker, who again, Christian Walker. I don't care. People are judging that nickname. That's a great nickname. That's a great nickname and should not be judged. We need to have like a poll. Christian Walker or Christian Homer. Which one are we going with? Or any other viable candidates, leave us your ideas in the comments. We need to know. But I guess some other positive things for this team is that the Hamburglar, Josh Rojas, stole another base last night. That makes it 16 in a row, Jesse, with 100% stolen base percentage. The team.
It's impressive.
Record, team record, 17 by Timmy LeCastro.
Timmy LeCastro. There you go.
And he's not very far off the Major League Baseball record, which is 23 by Chase Utley in 2009. So
it's very bizarre that Chase Utley is the guy who holds that record. Like Chase Utley stole 100%, some bases, but
yeah. It's the 100% stolen base percentage thing, though. I think people that tend to steal bases, you know, they tend to have be a little reckless, right? There's times where if you have that kind of speed and that capability that you might just get caught because they know that it's coming. I think Josh Rojas might have a little bit of that going on where there's, you know, the word isn't out yet maybe on his ability to steal bases. I think now it's going to be, though, you know, when you get up to this point, you still have 100% stolen base percentage. I think we're going to start seeing Josh Rojas getting checked off over at first base quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of interesting because last year he had 9 stolen bases and was caught 4 times. So opposing teams were actually pretty successful catching Josh Rojas last season. The benchmark is like, I think around 75% is like a must if you're a base stealer, and 80% is where it's like a genuine asset for your team. Like if you can steal bases at an 80% clip, then you're like genuinely adding something. But if you're at like the 70%, 65% range, then you're actually hurting your team by stealing those bases at all. And I think it's kind of funny because, you know, baseball fans will talk about like, oh, this guy could steal 20 bases. Whereas, you know, this guy could never steal 20 bases. But in my mind, Derek, everyone could steal 20 bases. It's just a matter of how many times you're going to get caught.
How many attempts so, like, you have. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Josh Rojas is showing that he might be able to steal 20 bases without getting caught at all. Whereas, you know, some other guy on the team like Carson Kelly could steal 20 bases in a season. He might just get caught like 80 times in the process, in which case you're probably not helping your team in that regard. So, anyway, yeah, it's pretty crazy that Rojas has managed that degree of success this season.
It's pretty great. Another guy that we have to give credit to is Joey Bart, who in last night's game laid down the most perfect bunt I think I've ever seen in my whole entire life. What are your thoughts on that? Is that fair to say that it's possibly the most perfect bunt you've ever seen?
I mean, I think it felt more perfect just because it literally hit the third base bag. Yeah, it teetered on the line and it literally hit the bag. I mean, there are a lot of the best bunts don't even go that far, you know. Right, like right. they're up the third baseline. They don't make it anywhere close to third base, but there's no hope of getting the guy out. So I don't know if it's the most beautiful bunt I've seen, but it was very, very close to going foul. At one point, I think when it crossed over from the grass to the dirt, it like started inching more toward the foul direction, and somehow it just didn't quite make it there. So pretty good bunt all in all for Joey Bart.
Pretty impressive. Jesse, again, it makes me want a bunting competition in the All-Star game. I need a bunting competition. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, little circles set up on the field. You just got to bunt. You get points for how close to like a point you get to, you know, a perfect bunt like that. If you can hit the third base bag, that's like 100 points, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know, but I know they do this in Korean baseball. I know it's very exciting. So I think that's something Major League Baseball should look at. Right now, they're in the process of changing some things. So I need to get somebody's ear with that one. But in his third start at Oracle Park since leaving as a member, longtime member of the San Francisco Giants, his fifth career start against his former team, Madison Bumgarner allowed all six runs in last night's loss to the San Francisco Giants. And it's actually the most runs that he's given up in a game against his former team. The Giants have won all three of his starts at home in San Francisco, and the Diamondbacks have won two games at Chase Field, including his July 4th start earlier this season. So what are your thoughts on Mad Bum's night? And more importantly, I guess, the ovation that he got when he walked off the field.
Yeah. I mean, like we tweeted out, I mean, if a guy wins three World Series titles with one franchise, you're going to have a decent amount of clout with the fan base, right? Like they're going to love you, and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter anything after that. I mean, every single time you set foot back in that ballpark, you're instantly going to get that kind of love from the fan base all over again. I know some people replied to our tweet where we posted the video of Mad Bum getting his ovation, and we're talking about how no, they're actually clapping because Mad Bum just gave up six runs and sort of helped the Giants win this game. But
Both things can be true, Jesse. But we do have video of that ovation, and it was pretty heartwarming to see the love that the fans in San Francisco showed for Mad Bum.
And Bum's going to depart, and listen to this crowd. Our fans do not forget. You're not. When it's time for a change, think Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service. Your trusted oil change tune-up and repair experts.
He deserves it. I think that's a heartwarming kind of moment for him to get that ovation from the fans. I will ask this though, like let's ask the tough questions. Part of the criticism about last night's loss was leaving Mad Bum in too long. Now, obviously that ended up not really making much of a difference considering that the Diamondbacks were only able to score the one run.
Yeah.
And they weren't able, it's not like they mustered up five and lost 6-5. It was a pretty thorough victory, a 6-1 win. But did you think that in the case of that fifth inning, or wait, it was sixth inning, that Lavallo left Madison Bumgarner out there too long during his struggles and during that little bit of offensive surge from the Giants?
Yeah, I'm looking back on it now. So JD Davis had a single to lead off the bottom of the sixth, and Evan Longoria walked. So you've got first and second, nobody out. At this point in the game, it's 3-0. The Diamondbacks the Diamondbacks had just scored a run. Christian Walker hit his homer in the top of the sixth. So it's a 3-1 game, first and second, nobody out. At that point, there's a pretty good case to be made. You should get Madison Bumgarner out of this game. I mean, there's already two guys on base. There's nobody out. He did wind up getting the next guy out. Mike Yastrzemski flew out to right field, but then Tyro Estrada and Joey Bart did the damage and turned a 3-1 game into a 6-1 game after that. So I do think that a lot of Mad Bum's value is in his ability to go deep into games. It's more of a quantity than quality sort of product at this point for Mad Bum. He's not going to have a 2.50 ERA anymore. But we've seen this sort of a lot where, especially toward the end of some of these starts, Mad Bum starts to struggle, and I'm not really sure it's worth getting that extra inning out of him from time to time is really worth what some of these innings are looking like.
We've talked about this with Lavallo and in cases where he's trying to let guys work through stuff, right? But
yeah,
this isn't like a pattern for Madison Bumgarner. He's actually been pitching pretty well lately. This just seemed like a night where he was kind of not struggling.
Has Mad Bum been pitching pretty well lately? I don't know.
No, that's probably not a good thing to say either, because he gave up what, 5 earned runs. He switched the side of the bump that he's pitching from. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
And this is his second game, I believe, pitching from that. And now he's given
up more strikeouts. More strikeouts with that approach. I don't know how worth it that is in the end, but yeah.
Five earned runs and 6 earned run now, you know, in those 2 starts. So maybe you get your ass back to the other side of the bump. I don't know. I don't know, Jesse, who to blame that one on, whether that one's on Lavolo or that one's on Bumgarner. But regardless, last night's pitching performance is what we're going to call this week's OG's performance to forget. And of course, you know, what we're talking about here is we're talking about flushing this one and moving on, right? That's one thing that the baseball team and Torey Lovullo is especially big on. Can't get too high on the highs, can't get too low on lows, but you can get very high on OG's gummies. And make sure to check out our friends at OG's gummies if you haven't done so already, because they will help you get past any loss, or again, celebrate the wins. It doesn't matter. But check out our friends again at OG's Gummies over at their website at ogsbrands.com or on Instagram at ogsbrands.com. And of course, as we've talked about so far, we do have free stuff for you to possibly win with our OG's Flavoring Life sweepstakes. That's what they're all about. Flavoring my life. Look at how flavorful my life is, Jesse. That's just a snapshot of the life that I live on the weekends that I don't remember happening. But with the Flavoring Life sweepstakes, one winner will receive 3 bags of OG's gummies, including my favorite orange creamsicle, as well as tropical flavors, an OG's hat, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. So sign up at gophnx.com or click the link below in our show notes, and must be 21 years or older to purchase. Our friends at OG's. Make sure to find them at your local dispensary. Also find our friends at Four Peaks, which I'm cracking into right now. Got myself, of course, the Joy Wow Bus, because see, again, just like the OG's, right? Joy Bus Wheat, it makes you, can go either way, right? If you're sad because of a loss, it can make you happy, right, Jesse? And if you're celebrating a win, it goes right. It covers both ways. So you can get this wonderful beer wherever you get your beers. I'm gonna hit the hard Z in the grocery store, but get them at your grocery store, your convenience store, wherever you get your beer, and join us at Four Peaks. We'll be down there on the final Wednesday of every month, where you will see us all the shows on PHNX coming to you live from Four Peaks at the 8th Street Pub. Wonderful food, wonderful chicken tenders, all of that. Thank you, Jacob. Nice wow, bro. And see, he's not even supposed to be here. And look at Jacob watching over us, Faj, our father overlord, Faj. Jacob. But yeah, get your Four Peaks beer. Join us at Four Peaks on the 8th Street Pub. And then go to our website again while you're there doing the Flavoring Life sweepstakes, and enter our Four Peaks website Toast of the Month sweepstakes on our website, where you will get yourself a $50 Four Peaks gift card, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. So go to gophnx.com or click the link below in the show notes. And again, must be 21 years or older in order to enjoy this wonderful Wow Wheat. It's delicious. And I drank all of the ones at the office, Jesse. That was my goal, and I accomplished that. So we need more. Faj is everywhere, Charles Woodall Pike. You're absolutely right about that. So, Sorry, I need to enjoy some of my wonderful beer, but I'll tell you what we do. Sometimes we drink our beers, Jesse, and sometimes we spy on our exes when we drink on our beers, and our little segment we call Spying on Our Exes. And this week's subject is our friend David Peralta, who had a pretty nice triple yesterday in the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 win over the New York Yankees. I think, yeah, Jacob is everywhere all the time. I miss him so much, Jesse. I already miss him so much. I think I miss him. It's the classic thing of, you know, when the new relationship is happier than the one that they were in. Like when you see the fan base for Tampa Bay just loving David Peralta, everything that he brings, everything that his entire attitude, every, you know, the kind of personality that he is, they have just embraced him really quickly. And that's been fun to see. Not not like he's not doing much better. Actually, a lot of his offensive numbers are down in the 11 games that he's had with the Rays, but his batting average is up. He's hitting 279, slashing 279, 311, 372 with a 683 OPS. So it's not his performance that's making me miss him, but he's had big moments for that team. He actually has. He had a game-winning hit already. And again, he's just beloved by the fan base, and I'm jealous and I miss him.
Yeah, I think everyone does, right? I mean, we all knew that the moment that David Peralta left this franchise that he would be missed by pretty much everyone. He's just that kind of a guy, right? I mean, you can't not love David Peralta, and I am in no way surprised that his freight train brand has translated as well as it has to Tampa Bay.
They're going to install a train. You know they're going to put a train in there. It's
going to
happen.
They are probably going to put a train in there.
They're
going to
go.
Although that ballpark is dreadful, and I feel for David Peralta that he has to play there every day. But the numbers are fine, right? The numbers honestly are not great. He only has three extra base hits in these 11 games. It's two doubles and a triple. He's slugging 372. He hasn't homered yet with the Rays, so there hasn't really been any power in his game, at least not a whole lot yet. So from a performance standpoint, I think the Rays are maybe hoping for a little more than what they've gotten so far, but the brand is going to play. The brand is going to play anywhere, and the Rays fans seem to have embraced the freight train pretty well already.
By the way, we already declared that the Diamondbacks won the Emmanuel Rivera, Luke Weaver trade, so that's off the table now. We don't need to worry about that. And also, again, if you weren't here this week for our shows, Emmanuel Rivera also has to be factored into any tweets you send us going forward about the Goldschmidt trade. Them's the rules. It's the way it works. But again, before we go, we got to hit the sad choo-choo train, Jesse, before we go. That hurt.
It's just such a moment. It's such a moment.
It's such a mood. But of course, Jesse has more information for you on this Arizona Diamondbacks team over at gophnx.com. So if you haven't signed up for a membership, do so. I don't know what you're waiting for. We're great. That's it. That's my pitch. We're awesome. Come join us. But Jesse, more importantly, Jesse's awesome. If you haven't had a chance, check out the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. If you're watching us right now, subscribe if you haven't done so. Leave us a thumbs up. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever we go live. And please check out our first edition of Unscripted, where Jesse and also Faj, Father Overlord Jacob, put a lot of work into breaking down the no-hitter by Tyler Gilbert on the one-year anniversary of that event taking place. So not only is it wonderful video content, but you can get that same hot bake content in written form by Jesse over at gophnx.com. So make sure to do that. If you haven't signed up for a membership, get an annual membership. You'll get a free t-shirt of your choosing from the phnxlocker.com, like this beautiful Coyotes one I'm wearing right now. I wore this in honor of Leah being here as our producer today, because we love Leah, and I wanted to make her feel welcomed here on the baseball podcast. But now I'm going to say, don't you dare buy a fucking Coyotes shirt. If you're here watching us and you're thinking of the idea to go get the membership, get yourself a D-bag shirt. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, theirs are sold out. So get yourself a Seth Cervasa shirt, whatever you can get. If you don't get the annual membership, get yourself a month-to-month option. You'll get your first month for just 50 cents on us. Regardless of your membership status, you will get access to our members-only Discord and members-only discounts over at the phnxlocker.com. Join us. Become part of the PHNX family. Jesse, I love mess. I'm a messy bitch, and I love drama, and I'm going to get into it because Fernando Tatis Jr. is being defended by his father, and stuff's getting interesting. He told a midday, it's called the Midday Show in his native Dominican Republic on Monday, that Tatis Jr. used a medication. Why am I even trying? I can't even say last names, and I'm going to say this. Trofoball? I don't know. That's probably not right. It was a medication to treat ringworm that appeared on the side of his neck. The label list Clostebol, which is the whatever the steroid / testosterone, the anabolic steroid that Tatis Jr. tested positive for, as well as an antibiotic as its two main ingredients. So I guess my question is, Jesse, you looked this up yesterday to see if it held water. And Professor Freeman, are you buying it? Are you buying it that this could this actually make him test positive by using it as a topical cream to treat ringworm?
Yeah, I mean, there is a connection here between what Fernando Tatis Sr., what Fernando Tatis Jr. have said. It does look like ringworm is a sort of fungal infection of some sort. It can be caused by that. So there is a connection between what Fernando Tatis Sr. said happened and what Fernando Tatis Jr. said happened. I did think it was interesting that Fernando Tatis Sr. also made a pretty bold claim that baseball would lose millions of fans over Fernando Tatis Jr. not being involved in the game for a while, man. Which he is. He's a popular player, not in his own clubhouse, ironically.
Not in the dugout at all. No.
Not in the dugout, but a lot of fans do know his name. But I am not agreeing with Fernando Tatis Sr., at least on the front, that baseball will lose millions of fans over this. I don't think. With Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto and as many of the incredible superstars as we have in this game, I don't think Fernando Tatis Jr., who hasn't played a game in quite some time anyway, I don't think the loss of him is going to do that to the game.
It's a total Karen move. It's a total Karen move. It's going to the manager and saying, you're going to lose my business forever. And you're like, what, at Walmart? Okay. Like as if we don't have 10,000 of you passing through the front door every single day, right? So it's like, yeah, sometimes you might make statements like that and you might believe they're true. You might believe it's going to affect the company's bottom line, but it's not, because again, like you said, most people probably aren't going to believe this, because again, it seems like an excuse put forward by an athlete that has tested positive for a performance enhancing drug. I have a hard time buying it, because I feel like there are lots of ointments and things like that that could contain medications like that. But when you read them, it's such a small percentage and you're using it topically that I have a hard time believing that it would come up in your system, in your blood during a drug test. However, you know, stranger shit has happened, right? They have definitely found that there has been weird things that players didn't intend to take or whatever that caused them to come up positive on test. I think that unfortunately for him, they're probably, I mean, do you see there being an appeal where they overturn this, or is this just definitive? So like, no matter what they say, I feel like his reputation is going to take the hit if this doesn't get appealed and overturned where it shows that he was in the right in some way.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything about an appeal at this point. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of momentum in that direction. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, I think the vast majority of these instances, or at least like a significant portion of these instances where players, you know, fail a drug test and they're surprised by it, or, you know, they think they know the reason, but it wasn't because of any ill intent on their part. It was just sort of an honest mistake. The players have to take responsibility for those things too, right? It's not just like these right. policies are not in place just to try to catch people who are legitimately trying to cheat. It's meant to catch people who like don't know the rules, like who are not well versed about the kinds of things that are allowed and aren't allowed. And Fernando Tatis seems to have made a mistake here, no matter how you look at it, right? He has to know what are the kinds of things that he can, you know, the kinds of things he can use and the kinds of things he can't use. And he has to take responsibility when he doesn't know those things well enough. So even if there isn't any ill intent here, and it seems like there might not have been, that is also part of this. And I don't think that really gives him an excuse.
Chris Melton just said in the comments that she was curious as to what the threshold was, right? Like, so what's the threshold for those essentially ingredients coming up on a test like that? Like how much of it is allowable, how much of it could be considered,
yeah,
that it's, you know, maybe an error, maybe a small amount from something like this. Like, I don't know, there's they could use a steroid to treat like athlete's foot, Jesse. So it's like, that's why I really question, you know, again, this kind of seems like where, yes, in a bigger way. Like I want a scientist to come along and say, yes, this could happen if he covered his entire body in the ointment every single day from head to toe and just sat soaked in it. Like, yes, it would come up on a test, but otherwise, no, this is ridiculous to think if he was putting a small amount on a ringworm, outbreak that he had, that it was enough for it to come up positive on a test. Not the only drama that we have, though, Jesse. We do have a little drama indirectly involving the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro was suspended for one game and fined for violating MLB policy when he played while having a cell phone in his back pocket, which happened to slip out while he was sliding into third base while they were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. I guess my question to you is that an appropriate punishment? Doesn't that seem, in today's day and age where guys get less for more egregious acts, isn't that kind of a bit excessive?
Oh, so you're thinking it might be a bit excessive that he was suspended a game for this.
I truly feel like a suspension for a game is absolutely excessive. I know it's baseball, so it really doesn't matter, right? Like, Torey Lovullo is never going to play any single one of his players 162 games, and Rodolfo Castro being suspended one game probably easily factors in to a day off that he could have had or whatever anyway, right? But
sure,
I just think in the grand scheme of things that a suspension, even just a one game suspension, seems excessive when even Torey Lovullo was like, stuff like Torey Lovullo was literally like, people make mistakes, you know, like stuff happens, right? Like, especially,
yeah,
you know, younger kids that are used to like never being without their phone, how easy it is to just slip it into your pocket because you just almost do it without thinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when Jeff Passan tweeted out this news today, he did say that it appeared that Major League Baseball sort of believed the explanation that was given, that it was an honest mistake, that there was no ill intent here. If they didn't believe that, I actually think you might be looking at a much longer suspension or a more substantial fine than what was given here. I mean, Major League Baseball, especially after the Houston Astros incident a few years ago, has really started to crack down on like any possible way that you could cheat during a baseball game, and communication with your cell phone is a definite hazard. I mean, there are definitely ways that you could mess with the competitive balance of a game. Just with your phone vibrating in the back pocket, right? Like, there are ways that this could have easily given the Pirates some sort of a competitive advantage. So I actually view one game as being a little bit on the lower end, like Major League Baseball just sort of giving him a slap on the wrist because they know that this was an honest mistake, and that's sort of what it seems like it had always been. The Diamondbacks, as you said, sort of viewed it that way. But I don't know. I think there's a case to be made that there should have been a little bit more, I don't know. They could have come down a little bit harder on this because cell phone use during games would be a problem. Like, that could be a huge issue.
It's kind of funny that people think that like the Astros went to the extent when they were banging fucking trash cans to hook Jose Altuve up with a vibrating device underneath his shirt that would remotely tell him when he was and wasn't, you know, getting a ball thrown to him, I imagine, at the plate, right? Where, like what you're talking about, Castro could have easily had a cell phone in the back pocket, never actually look at it, but when it vibrates, hey, a ball's coming or a strike's coming, yeah, one way or another, right? It could be another way to steal signs, so... I mean, it's absolutely a valid point. I just think, like, I don't know. I guess I'm naive. And when I see that kind of stuff, I'm like, a suspension over your cell phone falling out of your pocket? Like, come on. You're not even supposed to have it in the dugout, yeah, though, right? Yeah, you're not even supposed to have it like, on field on your person at all when you're playing a baseball game.
Right, right. And that's really the reason there is a suspension. It's not like, oh, your phone fell out of your pocket. It's that your phone shouldn't have been in your pocket in the first place, dugout, right? So that's the problem here.
Yeah. I say fine him and move on. Suspension seems excessive, but whatever. It's baseball. It's 162 games. A game off isn't that bad. Right. And speaking of that, make sure you use all the games left to go to DraftKings Sportsbook and get down on the draft, on the baseball action, right? We don't have a lot of games left, and baseball is kind of weird, but it's kind of fun to bet on. One of my favorite things to do on the DraftKings Sportsbook is bet live during games. You can just get a really good feel. I think if you're actually able to watch a game and bet on it live as it progresses, you can, it's a little bit less of a random shot in the dark when you bet before a game, right? So sometimes that live in-game betting can be pretty fun. You can bet on what's going to happen in an inning. You can bet on the line as it changes throughout the game, all sorts of fun options over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. And if you're a new customer, you make your first deposit using our code of PHNX, and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. And make sure you use that risk-free bet to its fullest. So that way, if you don't hit, you get back, make a more sensible bet at that point. But swing for the fences with your first bet. That's promo code PHNX only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And yes, also, Same game parlays, little sub menu is something that a lot of people don't know about. If you're not betting on same game parlays, click on that. You'll get more options that aren't actually there on the straightforward bets when you pull up like a game to bet on the MLB game. So check out all your options. Bet last night, yesterday, Totri asked me who was going to hit a home run, Jesse. Were you there? Were you present when I gave my answer?
I was not present.
Said
no.
Christian Walker is who I said.
Sure you did. Totri sure you did.
I fucking hate Totri. You know that. You know I don't like Totri at all. You know, we are at war with Totri at all times, but I'm sure he'll back me up on that because I'm pretty sure he remembers me saying it. Who knows though? He's a terrible person, so he'll probably throw me under the bus and say it. Also, we're partnering with our friends over at foco.com. If you haven't, yes, see, Leah said it. I told Shane too, and he bet it and won. Yes, see, I love you, Shane. That's why. I hope I didn't give it to Totri now that I think about it. But I would give Totri a bobblehead from foco.com, even though we're at odds. But Jacob's defending him. Our short king is Dalton Varsho, so I do not acknowledge your king or his kingdom at all in any way. But again, Foco's got you covered, no matter if you're part of our team or part of Team ASU or part of the Coyotes team. There's a lot of strangers from other beats getting in on this show right now, Jesse. I don't like it. I feel a little bit bombarded. I'm talking about Sun Devils and Coyotes too much, but the best part about Foco.com is they have you covered for all of them, no matter which side you're on. And Jesse's dog is covered with the officially licensed gear, which he is very, very particular about. They also have licensed gear for men, women, kids, everything that you need. Bobblehead, swimsuits, Crocs. Talked about the bobbleheads, bobblehead conspiracies. I still want my bobbleheads back, but in the time being, Foco.com has us covered. You can head over to Foco.com or click the link below in the description. And for all non-presale items, you use our code of PHNX and you'll get 10% off your order. So have a fun time. Get yourself all ready, not only for next baseball season, but get yourself ready for football season, right? It's right around the corner. Our guys at PHNX Cardinals are out there covering camp. And let me tell you, Jesse, those black helmets with the red sparkles, they look fire. They are fire.
Pretty cool.
They are incredibly cool. Yeah, for sure. So very excited about the Cardinals season. And I'm still very excited about the Diamondbacks season. The rest of it next year and beyond, whenever we get good, that's all exciting. But Jesse, you know what I'm most excited about? When this godforsaken move to our new office is over. It started yesterday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Tuesday at 1:39 p.m. We're still in the middle of it, and I don't know when it's going to end. There's no end in sight.
Everything is still in a U-Haul somewhere.
Somewhere. I don't even know where it is anymore. I don't know where our stuff is. I have stuff in my car. That's not great. My back door doesn't even open on my car, so that's going to be a whole problem. But, yeah, I can't wait.
Your back door doesn't even open on your car?
If you are an owner of a 2006 Scion XB, you'll know the backdoor problems that you can have. It's the hatch. But yes, of course, we are excited for this move to eventually be over. And most importantly, Jesse, I got to give a shout out to the people that powered us through this move. Our friends at Burrito Express. Oh, man, they came through in the clutch, Jesse. Tempe location is incredible. Shout out to all the homies at Burrito Express. They're going to have signings from ASU players on August 20th at their Tempe location. So make sure to show up for that, because that's going to be an incredible day. And more importantly, I can't thank them enough, not only for being a friend. I've been a big fan of Burrito Express for a very long time, Jesse, but I'm thrilled to have them as part of our sponsorship. And delivering us burritos on the move day is a way to forever stay in my heart. Like, when I have to do physical labor, I was taking desks and stuff apart. You saw me. You were doing stuff too, kinda. You were there. Jesse did get a burrito, by the way. What was your burrito? What burrito did you get from Burrito Express?
I think it was the breakfast supreme with bacon and ham and egg and potato. It was very, very good and very filling too. I was very hungry because I hadn't eaten anything the whole day. And after eating that burrito, I was exceptionally full. So that was my first Burrito Express burrito too.
Leah's pointing out you were wearing your backpack for half the move. That's very true. You know why? Because Jesse's always ready. You know how, you know, some people stay ready. Jesse's always ready. Yes, we need the photo of Jesse eating his burrito and his side-by-side comparison. You're going down in infamy with JV from the Cardinals podcast. And that's not a good place to be.
That can't be good.
Our friend Charles said that the Mesa location is amazing. All their locations are amazing. I love a burrito any time of the day. It doesn't matter what kind it is. It could be a breakfast burrito at night, midday, carne asada for breakfast. It doesn't matter. I love burritos. I love Burritos Express. It's the best, and I wouldn't have been able to get through it without them. So I thank them so much for that. And Jesse, when is this over? When are we done? Is there
one move?
Saul's texting me to come move a couch right now. I don't want to go. I don't want to come move a couch. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to move any stuff. Let's get this. God, you know who this, again, the smartest man on PHNX is Craig, who I guess he scheduled a hip replacement during this process.
Very conveniently timed.
Very convenient. Yeah. And how are we supposed to follow up on that with hip laws? How do we know if he really got a new hip? Maybe he's just, he could easily just tell us that and we just have to believe him, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's sort of been limping around the few times that I've seen him, but you never know.
When I was a kid and I wanted to stay home from school, I laid the groundwork beforehand. I wasn't just sick in the morning, Jesse. I started getting sick the night before, and it gradually led up to me getting out of school the next day. I thought ahead, and I think Craig does too. He's smart enough for that, but brilliant man. Brilliant man. We miss you, Craig, and we hope you're okay. Can't wait to see you get back and be 100%. I know Leah is a big fan of that idea as well. She can only take so much PD in her life. So of course she needs that back. But we thank you guys, of course, for being here, for checking out all our sponsors and for following us on Twitter. If you haven't done so already, I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks, but of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys again so much for being here in the comments, joining us today. We hope you had a really lovely lunch. On behalf of Jesse and myself, we appreciate your time. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you think ahead with your excuses.